Good morning, everyone.
弟兄姐妹平安。
It is good to be with you this morning.
今天早上可以跟大家在一起真好。
I have a couple of things I'd like to share that are personal.
几件我个人的事情想跟大家来分享。
Immediately after worship today, Colleen and I will have to leave.
今天敬拜完之后，我跟我太太 Colleen 要离开。
We are in our final stages of preparation for the trip coming up soon to India.
我们在做准备，马上就到最后了，要到印度去。
So I will not be here next month to preach on the first Sunday.
下个月呢，第一个主日我就没有办法留在这里来讲道。
I would ask your special prayers for this upcoming trip.
我想请你特别为我们下边要去的这个地方来做祷告。
I'm going to be up in the very northern part of India for about 6 days.
我要在印度最北边的一个地方要待六天。
It is a tribal area of the Gorkha tribe.
是有一个叫 Gorkha 部落的这个地方。
At this moment,There is a great deal of tension.
在这个时刻，在这现在这个时期呢，那边的形势特别紧张。
They fear possible violence.
他们很担心会有动乱。
The man who is responsible for the conference where I'm preaching wrote to me this past week.
这个会议的负责人，我要去讲到的这个会议的负责人，上个礼拜给我写信。
He assured me I would be safe.
他是特别告诉我我会很安全。
But I get the news from that particular part of the world on my computer.
但是我从电脑上我可以看到那个世界那个地方，特别那个地方，他关于他们的消息。
And I know there is great trouble that is being stirred up.
我知道那边现在就有很多的问题，现在已经开始了。
I would ask your prayers that the blood of Christ would cover us and protect us.
我想请你们为我们祷告，耶稣基督的宝血可以把我们遮盖，可以保护我们。
There will be 700 or 800 people gathering to hear the word of God.
大概有七八百人相聚在一起来听主的话语。
I will preach 8 times in 3 days.
我在三天内要讲八次道。
That's a lot for a man who will be 81 the first day I'm there to preach.
对一个在我去那一天第一天讲到那一天就变成81岁的一个人，这是很多是很多的道。
And so I just commit all of this to the Lord.
所以我就把这一切都交给主。
And I know you folks have supported my ministry.
我知道你们中间你们就一直在支持我的事工。
And so I look to you for prayer support.
我现在想在你们找到。这个祷告的支持。
I leave on the 29th of September.
我是9月29号离开。
And I will return about the 17th or 18th of October.
我10月17到18号就回来。
And so we look to the Lord for His guidance as we seek to prepare people to be witnesses for Jesus Christ.
当我们在准备让来装备人来为耶稣基督来做见证在这个世界的时候，我们就来寻求主自己亲自他的智慧他的带领。
If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Genesis.
如果你有圣经就打开创世纪。
That's an easy book in the Bible to find.
这是在圣经中间很容易找到的一本书。
It's the first book.
第一本书。
And we're going to look at chapter 2.
我们看第二章。
I'm just going to read a few verses.
我就只读几句经文。
I will first read it in the English, and then Pastor Anna will read in the Mandarin.
我们先读英语，然后再翻译成再读中文。
Genesis 2, beginning with verse 10 through 18, and then 20 through 25.
第二章10到18节到20到25节
A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four headwaters. The name of the first is Pishon. It winds through the entire land of Havilah, where there was gold. The gold of that land is good. Aromatic resin and onyx are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Tigris. It runs along the east of Ashur. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die." The Lord said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord made a woman from the rib, and he had taken out of man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave or unite to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." The man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame.
我们读中文《创世纪》第二章第十到十八节，有禾从伊甸流出来，滋润那园子。从那里分为四道，第一道名叫比顺，就是环绕哈菲拉全地的，在那里有金子，并且那地的金子是好的，在那里又有珍珠和红玛瑙。第二道河叫做吉逊，就是环绕古时全地的。第三道河叫底格里斯，留在亚述的东边。第四道河就是幼发拉底河。耶和华神是将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各种树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。第二十一节、二十五节，耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称他为女人，因为他是从男人身上取出来的。从此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。当时夫妻二人赤身露体，并不羞耻。
Let's pray for just a moment.
让我们来一同祷告。
Holy Spirit of God, be our teacher.
上帝的灵啊，做我们的老师。
We have much to learn and understand.
我们真的是有很多的需要学，需要理解。
But we come not to be made more understanding in our minds, but today in our hearts.
今天不仅让我们脑子有更加理解，更是让我们心中更加能理解。
Reveal truth to us.
向我们来彰显你的真理。
Cover us this day with the blood of Jesus Christ.
今天就用耶稣基督的宝血来遮盖我们。
That we may be protected from any distraction of demonic influence.
就让我们能够被保护，所以我们不会被各样撒旦邪灵的这样的骚扰进攻，这样子来分散我们的注意力。
And we may hear the clear voice of God.
我们可以清清楚楚听到上帝的声音。
Through Jesus our Savior we pray, Amen.
奉我们救主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
I think most of you are familiar with the story of creation.
我知道你们中间大部分人知道这个故事，创造的故事。
In the first chapter of Genesis, it describes how God made each portion of what we see today in the world.
在创世纪第一章，描述了上帝如何是在我们这个世界每一个部分是如何，他如何创造。
And as he created each part of it, he always concluded by looking and saying, "It is good."
当他每完成了一部分的创造，他都会以一句话来作为结束，说是真好。
Until we come to the second chapter,
直到第二章的时候
，and here God says, "It is not good."
他这边说不好。
What is not good?
什么不好？
It is not good that we should be alone.
我们要是独居一个人不好。
We are not created to be just individuals.
我们被创造不是要我们一个人单独相处。
We are created by God to be a part of His family.
我们被上帝所造是要成为他的家庭的一部分。
And from this very story throughout the Bible,We see God gathering to Himself His people.
从这个故事，从圣经，从这个开始，这个故事开始，到圣经全部，我们看到上帝如何把人们带进到他的家庭中间，成为他的子民。
In the Old Testament, it was the children of Israel.
在旧约的时候，是以色列的儿女。
He gathered these people together that they may tell the nations of the world that He is God.
他把这些人聚集在一起，所以他们可以在这个世界上来宣告，这一位就是上帝。
In the New Testament, Jesus raises up His people to be a continuation of the children of Israel.
在新约中间，耶稣也是继续来呼召这样一些人，成为这一个继续，成为以色列的这种人民的继续。
And you and I today are called into community.
今天你我就被呼召来进入这个社区。
But we have a problem.
但是我们有问题。
In the world in which we live here in America today, most people think only of themselves as individuals.
但是在我们所居住的美国这个世界这个地方，大部分人是把总是想到自己。当他想到他自己作为单独这个个人个体。
Our whole culture seems to be against community.
我们整个文化好像是在反对这种团体。
We have millions of people that intersect and interact with other people every day.
我们有成千上万、上百万的人可以他跟其他的人总是有彼此的接触。
But still they are very lonely.
但是他们仍然觉得很孤独。
That intersection or interacting is not.Personal.
这种所谓的接触不是一种个人性的。
Very few people have any idea of intimate, authentic, nourishing relationships.
很少有人真正有那些亲密的、真实的、对他们有喂养的这样的关系。
We call this crowded loneliness.
我们把这个叫做拥挤中间的孤独。
It's like getting on an elevator.
好像是进到一个电梯里。
And it's filled with people.
里边是充满了人。
And you're standing shoulder to shoulder.
你跟人挤着肩膀那样挤着站着。
Nobody's talking.
没有人讲话。
Everybody's looking at the floor numbers.
所有人就看着那些表明你上哪层楼的那个数字。
That's the way many people go through life.
这是我们很多人当他在生活之中经过他们生命的过程的情景。
They seem to be going in the same direction.
他们好像大家都是在往一个方向走。
They're physically crowded together.
但我们好像在身体上大家彼此拥挤。
They're all looking forward to where they're going to get off.
好像都在寻求都很盼望着到自己要去的地方。
But there's no interaction between them.
但他们彼此中间没有任何的联络。
There was a book written several years ago.The book was what we call a best bestseller.
Millions
of copies were sold.
就是很畅销的书，上百万。
Listen to the name.
你听这个名字。
It's a strange name.
是一个非常奇怪的名字。
The book was named Bowling Alone.
这个名字叫做一个人打保龄球。
Now, some of you know what bowling is.
你们中间有些人知道保龄球是什么意思。
But when people bowl, they always bowl in groups.
当人打保龄球都是要在一群人一块打的。
One team of four plays another team of four.
一般是一个队中间四个人在跟另外一个队四个人在一块打。
It's a time of getting together and having fellowship.
这是一个很好的机会，大家可以聚在一起，可以有彼此连接的这样的时间。
But the book talks about the fact that in this country, in our culture, we find people that don't want to be a part of the group.
他是讲到这样一个事实，在这个时刻，在我们这个时代，在我们这个国家这个时刻，有些人他就不喜欢来跟别人在一起。
They want to do their own thing.
他只想做他自己喜欢做的。
They want to be individuals.
他想成为个体，所谓的。
But you see, the basic strength of Asian culture over the years has been the close-knit family unit.
在亚裔文化中间有一个很基本的、很根本的这种力量，就是大家能够有亲密的关系。
The family is extremely important.
家庭特别的重要。
But a recent article in a New York newspaper
在最近在纽约的一个报纸的文章
talked about the new level of stress in the community called Chinatown.
他讲到在中国城那个地方又开始有新的这样的压力。
Anybody here been to Chinatown in New York City?
我们中间有多少人去过纽约的唐人街中国城？
The stress that is developing is the parents don't understand the way their children are behaving.
那中间的压力是他们中间父母不太懂孩子们的行为。
They no longer seem to have the respect for their parents.
他们好像对他们的父母没有尊重了。
They no longer hold the family up as most important.
他们不再把这个家庭看为是最重要的。
They're learning Western culture.
他们在学习西方的文化。
I want to do what I want to do.
我想做我想做的。
Well, my friends, you and I need to understand that it is God who is calling us into community.
朋友们，你和我都要知道，是上帝呼召我们进入这样的一个团体。
This is not simply an effort to help you folks get along better.
这不是说是仅仅想帮助你们大家可以大家彼此相处得好。
This is not simply a call to young people to understand the sanctity or sacredness of the family.
这也不是说是像一个这样一个呼召，让年轻人觉得你自己的家庭是多么的神圣，多么的重要。
This is the call from the Word of God for you and I.To live out what it means to be the community of Christ.
这是神的话语，从神的话语向大家的一个呼召，也就是说，如何可以活出在耶稣基督的这样的一个团体，这样的生命。
In the New Testament, there is a word for this.
在新约中间有一个字是这样子描述。
The word is koinonia.
这个词叫做 koinonia.
Say that word with me.Koinonia.
跟大家一块说 ，koinonia.
Koinonia.
Koinonia.
Now, that is a Greek word.
这是个希腊语。
And Pastor Anna and I have been trying to figure out how do we interpret that word for you.
我们两个就来回想半天，到底应该怎么翻译。
It's been very difficult.
非常的难。
Because the word koinonia often is translated fellowship.
因为这个词的 koinonia 在我们新约圣经中间总是翻译成团契。
But the reason Paul uses that word through the New Testament is because it is more than just fellowship.
当保罗用这个 koinonia 的时候，他那个原意中间是远远超过仅仅团契而已。
It is the coming together of God's people through the blood of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit.
是上帝的子民因着耶稣基督因着耶稣基督的宝血还有圣灵的大能能够聚在一起
You see, that's more than just fellowship.
这要比那个所谓的团契还要就是说大家彼此可以相聚要更加深
When we finish here, lunch will be served.
我们这边讲到完了之后我们就会一块来吃饭
Colleen and I will miss that.
我跟 Colleen 我太太我们就没有办法吃到饭
I even have my chopsticks in the car.
而且我车上我就把我的筷子已经带来了。
I come ready for my Chinese food.
我已经做好准备要吃我的中国餐。
I eat Chinese at least once, sometimes twice a week.
我一般是每个礼拜至少吃一次或两次中国餐的。
So we have to leave and we will miss eating with you.
我们必须离开所以我们就没有办法跟大家一块吃饭。
We enjoy the fellowship.
我非常喜欢这样的团契的时间。
But my question is it just fellowship or is there that koinonia?
但这个问题是仅仅如此的团契呢还是要有那种 koinonia?
You hear my question?
你听到我的问题了吗
？Well,The kingdom of God is about the community of God.
天国，上帝的国，也就是上帝的这个团体。
The kingdom of God is about a community of people set apart by the blood of Jesus Christ.
上帝的这个国度，实际上就是在谈当上帝的子民可以被这样子分别出来聚在一起。
And In Don Crabill's book, The Upside Down Kingdom,
有一个人叫 Don Crabill, 他写了一个上下颠覆的这样的国度。
He says the power of the upside down kingdom or the community of God.
他说这种颠覆的这种上下颠倒的这种国度，也就是上帝的这个团体。
The power lies in that sense of community.
他这个力量是在这一种知道这种团体的力量就是这种团体的力量
That's where the power is
这是这个力量
But in the church today there's little power
但是教会力实在是很无力
We are not seeing people healed
我们看不到人们得到医治
We are not seeing demons cast out
我们看不到邪灵被赶走
We are not seeing addictsset free
我们看不到那种受被各种瘾所捆绑的人可以得到自由
Why is that?
我们为什么会是这样一种情况
Because power comes in the community of God's kingdom
因为这个力量是在上帝国度的这个团体之中才能表现出来
And the community is not getting along
但是我们这个所谓的群体这个团体大家关系不好
We have this church here and that church here and that church over there.
我们有这边一个教会，那边一个教会，还有另外一个地方，还有一个教会。
We are powerless today because we are divided.
我们今天如此无力，因为我们分裂。
You may sit here in this fellowship and be holding inside resentment towards someone.
你们可能在这个所谓的团契之中，但是你心中却对旁边某一个人心中怀恨。
You may be sitting here today, and inside of you there is unforgiveness towards someone.
你今天坐在这个地方，你可能心中对某一个人不能饶恕。
We cannot have division. There is no power where there is division.
我们不能分裂，当有分裂的时候就无力。
Well, this is the community of the kingdom.
这就是天国的这样一个团体。
What is the power and role or responsibility of that community.
在这个团体中间，他们的责任是什么？
Listen to me, please.
好，大家请听。
The first, that community of the kingdom, the koinonia, is a prophetic group of people.
首先，这个团体就是 koinonia。
What do I mean by prophetic?
Should I just tell people the word?
Yes.
I find.
Yes.
哦，这 koinonia 我后来找到一个中文词，生死之交的战友。
Yes.
生死之交战友。So 这个是一个先知性的团体。
It is a people that come together who are different than the rest of the world.
就是这些人聚在一起，因为他们跟周围人不同。
We are a culture.That is prophetic because we take our stand against a godless culture.
我们在文化中间是带有先知性的，是因为我们对就是可以站立起来来反对这个没有神不敬畏神的这种文化。
And part of the reason that we are having so little impact is because we are not committed together to be a different kind of culture than the culture of the world.
其中一个是我们对这个社会没有影响，是因为我们没有大家彼此委身，可以站在一起，可以这样子来成为跟周围不一样的这样的文化。
Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "Let your light shine before people."
耶稣在登山宝训说，让你的光照在众人面前。
That they may see your good works.
所以他们看到你的善行。
And then do what?
然后他们就会做什么呢？
They will see your good works and they will glorify your Father in heaven.
他们看到你的善行，他们就会把荣耀归给天父。
They'll look at you and say, these people are different.
他们就看到你们就会说，这些人不一样。
And they will know that you have been following the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们就知道你们是跟随耶稣基督的。
Some years ago, I sat with a man whom I had known for quite a while.
大概几年前，我跟一个人已经认识主，好像大概很多年了。
He was a very heavy smoker.
他吸烟非常的重。
2-3 packs of cigarettes a day.
每天大概两三包。
And he often would have several drinks.
他也常常就要喝几杯
of alcohol during the day.
就是白天就要喝几杯。
One time we were sitting and talking.
有一天我们就在坐在那边谈话。
He said, "You make me feel very uncomfortable."
他说你让我觉得特别不舒服。
I said, "Why?"
我说为什么呢？
He said, "Well."You know how I smoke and drink.
他说：“你看，这你知道我爱抽烟又爱喝酒。”
I said, "I've never mentioned that to you."
我说我从来都没有讲这句话呀。
I've never said a word about it.
我根本就没有提这件事情。
Yes, but he said, "Being with you, I realize I'm wrong."
他说：“是的，但是我跟你待在一起，我就觉得自己是错了。”
You see, if you're living out the faith, your very life becomes prophetic.
你看，当你能够把你这个信心、信仰能够活得出来，你自己这个事实，你自己存在就成为一个先知性的存在。
They see that you're different.
他们看到你不一样。
Not because of what you don't do.
不是因为你刚才你做了些什么。
But because you have a joy and a peace in your life.
因为你的生命中有喜乐，有平安。
And in that way, you oppose the anxious culture of the world.
就在这样的一种情况下，你实际上就是反对这个坐立不安的这个社会的文化。
Remember, Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things will be added."
记得主耶稣在登山宝训上说：“你们要先求他的国和他的义，这一切的事情都会加给你们。”
When you seek first the kingdom of God, it will make you very different in the world.
当你先要求上帝的国和他的义，就会使得你跟这个世界很不一样。
The second thing about the community.
第二，关于这个团体。
The community is not only prophetic, it is the demonstration of God's love.
这个团体不仅仅是带先知性的，而且是对上帝的爱是一个彰显。
Now there are a lot of ways that we can use the word love.
我们可以用很多种办法来用这个爱这个词。
So when we use the word love, many of you do not understand what the Bible says about love.
当我们用爱这个字的时候，我们很多人不太知道圣经究竟在谈爱是什么意思。
Anyone who knows me knows I love hot fudge sundaes.
你们知道我的人都会知道我很爱那个很热乎乎的巧克力的那样的冰淇淋，很大一堆的。
That's one way of using the word love.
这是一个其中一种办法，这样用。
And anyone who knows me knows that I love my wife Colleen.
你们也有很多人都知道，如果你认识我，你也知道我很爱我的妻子 Colleen。
That's a different way of using the word love.
这是另外一个不同的办法来用爱这个字。
But in the fifth chapter of Matthew,
在马太福音第五章的时候，
Jesus says, or 13th chapter of John,
约翰福音第十三章主耶稣这样说，
Jesus said, by this will everyone know that you are my disciples because you have love for each other.
就如果你们又彼此相爱，众人就可以认出你们是我的门徒了。
You notice the word, you will have love.
你看到这个中间，你们彼此相爱。
It's not like loving hot fudge sundaes.
这个不是好像是爱那种冰淇淋。
It's not even like loving your wife or children.
甚至不是说像是爱你自己的妻子或者孩子。
You have love because the Lord Jesus Christ comes to take up residence in your life.
你有那种爱是因为耶稣基督在你的生命中来给你爱。
And you experience the love of God that He gives you.
你经历了上帝的爱，因为他赐给你了。
It's His gift to you through Jesus Christ.
这是借着耶稣基督所给你的礼物。
And so the world says, these people love each other.
所以这个世界就会说这些人彼此相爱。
They don't talk about each other behind their back.
他们不在背后在讲他们的坏话，彼此讲坏话。
They are not talking angrily or with anxiety to each other.
他们没有带着愤怒来跟彼此或者心里特别不安跟彼此讲话。
They speak to build each other up.
他们说话目的是为了建造彼此。
They speak to encourage.
他为了鼓励彼此。
They speak to express gratitude.
他们讲话是为了来表达自己的感谢。
The relationship they have is different than the relationships of the world.
他们之间的关系跟这个世界上的这些关系是不同的。
Then the community is a resource for people's need.
下一个，这一个团体是一个对人们有需要的人他们的资源。
We are not just prophetic.
我们不仅仅是先知性的团体。
We are certainly a witness or demonstration of His love.
我们同时也是他是上帝的爱的这一个彰显一个见证。
But that demonstration becomes tangible.
跟这个见证我们要能够看到。
People can see what we are doing. That is an expression of love.
我们大家要看到我们这个爱的表达究竟是什么样子。
You have your Bible there.
如果你有你的圣经，
Turn to the book of Acts with me, please.
翻到《使徒行传》。
That's not as easy to find as Genesis.
这个虽然不像《创世纪》那么容易找到。
New Testament.
在新约中间。
Turn to the second chapter of Acts.
到《使徒行传》第二章。
I'll wait just a moment till you find it. I want you to see it.
我想等一下你能找到，我想让你自己亲自看到。
Acts 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Verse 42.
四十二节。
This is a description of the early church.
这是一个在描述早期教会的情况。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接。
There's that word koinonia.
这个就是那 koinonia。
And they gave themselves to the breaking of bread and the prayer.
擘饼祈祷。
Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。
All the believers were together and had everything in common.
信的人都在一处，凡物共用。
When it says they had everything in common, it means if you have a need,And I can fill that need, I will do it.
当他说凡物公用的时候，这个意思就是说，当你这个人有需要，我能够帮助来一个满足这个需要，我就会这样做。
You don't have to ask me.
你不需要来问我。
I will do it because I love the Lord and I love you.
我要这样做，因为我爱上帝，我也爱你。
Verse 45.
这个第四十五节。
Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need.
用卖了田产和家业，照每个人所需要的分给他们。
Now turn over to chapter 4.
现在再翻到第四章去。
Book of Acts, chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章。
Verse 34 and 35.
34到35节。
There were no needy persons among them, for from time to time, those who owned lands or houses,sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had a need.
内中也没有一个缺乏的，因为人人将田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒脚前，照个人所需用的分给个人。
I believe I've told you this story before.
我记得我跟大家讲过这样一个故事。
My friend Ron Sider wrote a book.
我有一个朋友叫 Ron Sider, 他写了一本书。
He wrote many.
他写了很多书。
But in his one book, he talks about Jesus meeting the rich young ruler.
在他其中一本书，他讲到耶稣遇到那个富有的少年人。
Do you remember that story?
记不记得那个故事？
The man came running to Jesus.
那个人向耶稣跑来。
He said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
他说我要做什么才能得到永生呢？
Jesus said, "Take everything you have, sell, give to the poor, and follow me."
耶稣说就把你所有东西都拿着，把它卖掉，然后给穷人，然后再来跟随我。
And do you remember his response?
你记不记得他的回答？
What did he do?
他做什么了？
He went away sorrowful.Because he had great possessions.
他就心灵忧伤的，他就这样子离开了，因为他有太多的财富。
Ron goes on to point out, Jesus was asking him to give up what is temporal and insecure to become a part of a community called disciples that is permanent, that is secure.
Ron 就是说，这 Ron 是这样讲：耶稣基督是要他是放弃他那些暂时的、没有安全保障的，让他来换得就是信徒中间的这样的一个团体，中间是永恒的，又有安全，又有所有安全保障的。
Do you see that difference?
你看到这个不同了吗
？When you become a part of His community, you have the greatest lasting.Security the world can ever provide.
你要成为他的这个团体的一部分，你就会得到这个世上这种永远永存的这种只有他才有的，他这个团体中间的这样的一个保障，这个世界不能给。
There was a great philosopher in the 17th century who said, "I think, therefore I am."
十七世纪有一个伟大的哲学家，他说到：“我思故我在。”
But today our society says, "I make purchases and accumulate things, therefore I am.
但是今天我们这个社会就是说我购买，我来积攒东西，故我在。
And of course, young people today.
当然，今天的年轻人。
They say I tweet, I Facebook, and I email. Therefore, I am.
他们就说我微博，我发电邮，我来上 Facebook， 我上那个脸书，故我在。
I have good news for you, my friends.
朋友们，但是我今天可以有好的消息给你们。
If we are in Jesus Christ,
如果我们是在耶稣基督里，
and His blood has cleansed us from all sin,
他的血已经洗净我们生命一切的罪，
and we've been adopted into His family,
我们被领养进他的家中，
we can say with great joy, I am, because I am in Christ.In the body.
我们可以带着极大的喜乐这样说，我在，因为我是在基督里，我也在基督的团体之中。
I want to conclude with one story.
我想用一个故事这样子来结束。
Colleen and I have had a very good friend whose name was Bob Shell.
卡琳和我们有一个非常好的朋友，这个朋友的名字叫做 Bob Shell。
Bob worked for a very large marketing and sales company in the city of Philadelphia.
他是在费城，他是为一个很大的这种市场经济有关的这个公司。
He was responsible for making television commercials for some very big companies.
他呢是负责为一个很大的公司来做一个商业的广告。
He made one commercial that many years ago became very popular.
但很多年之前他做了一个广告就变成特别的流行。
It showed the picture of people working on the Statue of Liberty using a particular kind of equipment.
他就是来他那个他那广告是显就是看着人就用一个特别的工具去来修理那个自由女神自由女像。
It was a wonderful commercial.
是一个非常好的广告。
In the background, one of our popular singers, Ray Charles, was singing "America the Beautiful."
在这个背景就是一个很著名的这一个歌唱家就在唱美国真美丽。
And so Bob was invited to New York City for the first presentation of that commercial for the owners of the company.
所以 Bob 就被邀请到纽约去，就为那个就被这个公司，那个公司他这个商业广告所关于的那个公司来第一次来这样子来表演的时候，他就在中间。
He and his wife arrived to a very, very beautiful meal, and then the presentation of that commercial.
他跟他的妻子都邀请去吃饭，然后在那个时候，这一个商业广告就开始来放出来。
When the viewing of the commercial was over, a man came to Bob.
当他们这个广告弄完之后，有一个人就过来来找 Bob.
He said, "I've seen your work."
他说我看到你做的这个工作。
I'm the president of one of the largest marketing and sales firms in New York City.
我是在这个纽约其中一个最大的一个关于这个专门做广告对市场经济的这样的一个负责人之一。
I want you to come and join my staff.
我想让你来到我们这个公司。
I don't know what they pay you in Philadelphia, but I will give you twice as much.
我不知道他们在费城是付你多少钱，但是我要给你加倍。
You come to New York City and work with me.
你来纽约，我们一块儿工作。
You will be rich.
你就会非常的富有。
Several days went by.
几天过去了。
The man in New York called Bob on the phone.
纽约那位就来打电话找 Bob.
He said, "Bob, have you considered my offer?"
他说 ，Bob， 你有没有考虑我给你提的这件事情
？Are you ready to come to New York City?
有没有做好准备来纽约市
？I'm going to double your salary.
我会给你加倍工资。
Bob said, "No, I am not going to come."
爸爸就说他说我不会去的。
The man on the other end said, "What then do you want?"
所以那个在电话中间另外一个人就你究竟要什么
Bob said it's not what I want It's what I have to leave if I come to be with you
他说不是我所谓我想要什么而是如果我要来跟你一块工作我必须放弃什么
He said I have a commitment to a group of men with whom I study the scripture and pray each week I am not prepared to leave that group
他说我已经是委身跟一个组的人一个组的弟兄在一块查圣经一块祷告每个礼拜我不能离开他们
He said my teenage children are in a very fine youth group in our church and they're learning much about the Bible and Jesus
我的孩子我青少年的孩子在一个非常好的青少年的这样的一个组这个组里边他们在学习关于耶稣基督的真理
He said I cannot come because I don't know how I would replace those things
他说我不能来是因为我没有办法不知道如何才能够用别的东西过来取代
The man in New York thought Bob Shell was crazy
这纽约那位人就觉得 Bob Shell 这个人是疯了
Was he crazy?
他是不是疯了
He knew community of the kingdom.
他知道这个天国的这个团体。
He knew the worth and value of being in the place where God could feed him and his children.
他知道自己所在的这个位置，如果上帝可以来喂养他还有他的孩子，这个是多么的重要。
About 3 years later, Bob Shell died.
3年之后 ，Bob Shell 就死去了。
Relatively young man, cancer took his life.
他是相对年轻的人，他是得了癌症离开的。
I was asked to preach his funeral service.
他们就请我在他的葬礼中来讲道。
They couldn't have the service in our church.
他们没有办法在我们教会中间来有这种追思礼拜。
They went to a very big church on the main line outside of Philadelphia.
他们就在费城郊区之外有一个非常大的教会。
And there were 1,500 people or more who came.
就超过1,500人到了中间。
We grieved his death.
我们为他的死伤心。
But it's what I call an easy funeral to preach.
那个是我自己觉得是一个非常容易讲到的这样的一个追思礼拜。
Because I had met a man for whom the community of the kingdom was more valuable than anything else in his life.
因为这是我所遇到的这个人，他是对于他来讲，上帝天国的这种团体比这个世界上任何一切都要重要。
And it determined the way he lived and the way he witnessed to the world.
而这些也决定了他如何生活，如何在这个世界上来做见证。
Are you ready to be a part of that kind of community?
你有没有做好准备成为这个团体的一部分
？Prophetic，
先知性的
；Serving others，
能够侍奉别人
；Loving one another，
能够彼此相爱。
My friends, if you want to be a part of that kind of community，
朋友们，如果你要想成为这个团体的一部分。
It's going to take 3 things on your part.
你就三件事情你可以做。
You're going to have to die to yourself.
你要对你自己死去。
Be crucified with Christ.
与耶稣基督同钉十字架。
You're going to have to intentionally gather to pray.
你要主动的大家相聚在一起祷告。
Saturday morning at 7 o'clock.
7点钟礼拜六。
Here.
就在这个地方。
Praying for one another.
为彼此来祷告。
Oh, I don't think I can make it. I'm going to be busy.
我不觉得我能够去，因为我很忙。
What are you busy doing at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning?
星期六早上7点钟，你忙着干什么
？Well, I've got to get my sleep.
我要好好睡觉。
You need to die to yourself and begin to do the things that God has called you to do.
你要对自己而死，首先做上帝呼召你要做的事情。
That the mission of this community may begin to spread throughout the whole area.
这个教会的使命很有可能就可以在这整个地区开始来宣扬。
Die to yourself.
对自己死。
Pray.
祷告。
And be in worship every Sunday.
每一个主日来敬拜。
Not an option.
不是一个选择。
It's the place where the community of the kingdom gathers.
这是因为在这个地方，上帝天国的这个团体相聚。
That with one voice they may worship God.
就用我们同声一块来敬拜上帝。
Let me pray with you, please.
让我们一同来祷告。
Almighty God, we know that you have called us into community.
全能的上帝啊，我们知道你呼召我们进入这个团体。
The whole idea of koinonia is so difficult for us to grasp.
这个 koinonia, 这个生死之交的战友对我们来讲是很难抓住的这个概念。
We want so much to do what's convenient for us.
我们是巴不得做，总是想做那个对我们来讲很方便做的事情。
We prefer to bowl alone.
我们真的是愿意自己一个人跑去打保龄球。
Oh God, break down every idol, cast out every foe.
主啊，你把一切的偶像就彻底砸碎。
Cleanse us anew this morning as we would die to ourselves and seek the kingdom above all else.
今天就来洗洁我们，真的是让我们特别让我们能够为自己而死。来寻求你自己的国度高于一切。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣基督的名，我们救主的名祷告。Amen.